best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
American taxpayers pay enormous sums of money every year to maintain a public school system that is supposed to provide a free kindergarten through 12th grade education to every child. Even illegal alien children are granted the right to attend our public schools. But what if a child wants to attend some of the classes or school activities, but not all of them, because the child is receiving some of his education from other sources? What's wrong with enrolling in public schools part-time? After all, those kids' parents are paying the same school taxes that everyone else is paying. What has brought this issue out in the open is the growing number of homeschool children, now estimated to be more than a million. Only 14 of our 50 states require public schools to let homeschoolers participate in sports and other school activities. The other 36 states leave the decision up to local schools, where there is often open hostility to homeschoolers. Many school districts have policies that prohibit access by homeschoolers. Homeschoolers score very well on standardized tests, so a lot of public school administrators simply don't want their own students to have to compete with homeschoolers. On the other hand, homeschooling parents see allowing their children to be part-timers at public schools as a civil rights issue. How can their children be denied the opportunity to participate in specific school activities, sports, or classes, such as calculus or foreign languages? Remember, their parents are already paying the same school taxes. Legislation has been introduced in 14 state legislatures this year to open extracurricular activities such as sports and band to homeschoolers. The fate of these bills is uncertain. Tell your state legislators it's time to stop the public schools from discriminating against homeschoolers. Tell your school board you want less monopoly and more diversity of options.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on teaching your children at home, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the homeschooling report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
are changing political times where our basic programs are being attacked. You got to wait and see what he means by our. Our basic programs are being attacked. Illegal and legal immigration unfairly attacked. We have to band together, and that means Latinos in Florida, Cuban Americans, Mexican Americans, Puerto Ricans, South Americans. We have to network better. We have to be more politically minded. We have to put aside party and think of ourselves as Latinos and Hispanics more than we have in the past, unquote. Now, when he's talking about our, he's talking about Hispanic people. When he's talking about them, he's not talking about all Americans. See, I don't disinclude anybody. Everybody that's an American is cool with me, but not with him. And you see what he says here? Illegal immigration is being unfairly targeted. How the hell can you target something that's illegal unfairly? But that's what he says. Last week, this Hispanic first governor announced that there was a state emergency because of illegal immigration in New Mexico. Now, people are excited about this, and some have asked me, well, what do you think? You think he's sincere? You think we should believe him? Well, let me see. Let me give this some thought. Let me kick it around. Let me think about it. Hell no. No. He is not sincere. This guy is a Hispanic race pimp that wants to be president. And that's what this is about. Am I against having a Hispanic president? Of course not. I don't care what color or gender the president is, as long as they're about business for this country, for America, and they are willing to fight this problem of illegal immigration, bring them on. I don't care who they are, but not this guy. This guy is not the guy we want. He's a Hispanic race pimp. He wants to be president. And when asked specific questions about border enforcement, his true color comes out. Just this morning on ABC's This Week show, when asked about a border fence, Richardson said, quote, "A fence at the border is not going to work for us. First of all, they're easily porous." That sends a message that the American people are not valuing immigrants, unquote. Where do I start? Not valuing immigrants? We got Ellis Island. We got Angel Island, where we brought millions of people into this country. We don't value immigrants. We value immigration, and we respect and want immigration at a certain level. But we do not value illegal immigration, Mr. Governor. And you are making immigrants and illegal aliens the same, and they are not the same. They are different. One is legal, one is not. And I think you know that. If that's not enough for you, on Jim Lehrer's NewsHour on Thursday, he said, "We don't want, quote, we don't want to be disrespected of our relationship with Mexico. In fact, my state is the most immigrant-friendly state." We go with that I word again. "The most immigrant-friendly state. We have licenses for undocumented workers. We have scholarships for them to go to universities because we want to integrate them. Integrate an illegal alien." That is insane. They have no business being here. Like when I hear people say, "Well, I want these illegals to learn English." I don't want to learn English. I want them to go home. That's what I want. But he wants to integrate them into society. This is just unbelievable. He said, quote, "But when you have border security that is such a concern in terms of terrorist activity, in terms of drug smuggling, human smuggling, this is why we're asking for and have pleas to both federal governments to get a little more involved and active," unquote. Now let's see. "We want the government to get more active, but only when it comes to drug smuggling, only when it comes to human smuggling, only when it comes to terrorism. No mention of our wages, our jobs, our neighborhoods, our schools. No mention of the cost to medicate, educate, incarcerate. Just terrorism and smuggling. Nothing else. Let's be real about this. Those wreaking havoc in our country, 90% of them look like him, have allegiance to the same country that he does, which is not America, and speaks the same second language that he speaks. Racism, pure and simple. If you look like me, you're okay. If you look like somebody else, get back." And that's what he's saying here. He is not serious about reforming illegal immigration. He is a liar about closing the border. And if you still don't believe me, if you still don't get it, listen to what this clown had to say in September of 2003 when the, quote, "Immigrant Workers Freedom Ride," unquote, came through New Mexico. And we're talking about illegal alien invaders riding across the country calling themselves freedom fighters and demanding rights and benefits reserved for U.S. citizens, those who came here legally. When Richardson greeted them, he shouted, quote, Viva la raza! Viva los inmigrantes! Bienvenidos, inmigrantes! Unquote. And showed his lawlessness when he said, thank you for coming to Santa Fe. Know that New Mexico is your home. We will protect you. You have rights here. Unquote. This is unbelievable. And the first thing we're going to do is make absolutely sure that you know the difference between an illegal alien and an immigrant. You haven't figured that one out yet. I think he has. But I'm going to be just, you know, he hasn't figured that out yet. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get on eBay or maybe Amazon or somewhere, and I'm going to find this guy at Webster's or a Funkin' Wagner's or something. And sent to him and underline the passages to tell what illegal is, what an alien is, and what an immigrant is. And then I'm going to show him that America is where you live. America is where you have made your name. America is where your ancestors came. Not Mexico. America is where your ancestors came to make their life. And now you are degrading that very existence by putting Mexico on the same level with us in your heart. Zip code check. See where you get your mail, Governor, and that's where your heart should be, and it's not. And you can take that to the bank. This is the Terry Emerson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. I'm concerned about the safety of residents in the city of Norwalk. I'm concerned because Norwalk is a city that falls under the management of Chief Marlon Cavanaugh, who recently disciplined a deputy for his aggressive pursuit of a criminal suspect, a parolee at large. On May 2003, a deputy from Norwalk Station decided to pursue a suspect on foot after a vehicle stopped. The suspect had just left the home known for its extensive criminal activity. The deputy's decision to pursue the suspect on foot is based on a proactive approach to police work. As deputy sheriffs, we have a mission, and that is to make LA County a safer place. We do this by going after suspects who wage war on our streets and in our communities. Why then is sheriff's management going after a deputy instead of going after criminals? Why are chiefs like Kavanaugh sending a message to deputies to stand down? At the same time, chiefs like Kavanaugh have given the nod to criminals to go ahead and commit more crimes. So remember, Chief Kavanaugh, deputies need to be able to pursue criminals to protect the public.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal for your house. And you're going to say, where do I get an appraisal? And I'm going to tell you where to get it. You get it from our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals by calling them at 818-223-9498. Look, they're fast, they're friendly, they're professional, and they will get you the best evaluation for your house, and you know what that means. More money, more money, more money in your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can go and hear us live at our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight live. I love that word, live. All those good folks listening to WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. And all the people listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you give back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horrible clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horrible clown of the week. Tonight we have a repeat offender. You know, those are the worst kind. The one that don't learn and keep coming back with the same old PCBS. Tonight we have ex-Denver Mayor Wellington Webb. Boy, I bet they took his lunch money in school with a name like that. Wellington Webb. In a letter to La Voz Nueva last week, Wellington Webb, ex-mayor and current Ringling Brothers wannabe, announced a new coalition of racist organizations. The National Urban League, the NAACP, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, and the National Council of the Race. According to Webb, quote, in order to face these difficult times, I suggest a new consensus and coordination among four of the most respected and influential organizations in our nation. These organizations share a passion and commitment for education, social issues, economic opportunity, and guess what the last one was? Immigration, end quote. This is the same Webb who had an executive order during his mayorship that declared Denver a sanctuary city for illegal aliens. That's the same sanctuary policy that got Officer Donnie Young murdered. Murdered viciously by an illegal alien. That blood is on Webb's hands, and he knows it is. This alliance that he's asking for may happen amongst these four organizations. And let me tell you about these organizations. Those organizations are tired. They're tired, and they're old, and they're gone. Nobody cares about any of them anymore. It's over for the NAACP and in the urban. Who cares? What have you done? You know, like Janet Jackson said, what have you done for me lately? Nothing. But these organizations, they may get together, but the general public ain't going to happen. Now, I'm not talking about Hispanics and blacks aren't going to be along. You know me. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about forming alliances that leave out Asians and white people. That's racism. And we're not going to do that. We're not going to ever do that. We as Americans must be homogenous. We must have the same culture. We must have the same ideology. Not word for word. You know, I like vanilla. You may like chocolate or strawberry. That's fine. But we all like ice cream. That's what I'm talking about. And we've got to stick together as Americans, not do what this clown says. We will not allow this to happen. We will never align ourselves with people in our country illegally, ever, ever, ever. And you can take that to the bank. But when you do, just remember this, Mr. Wellington Webb, lunch money loser from way back, you are the most horrible clown of the week. It really gets me. These racist alliances just really, really kill me. And they think it's the thing to do, and it's not. We should be aligning ourselves as Americans, period. No hyphens. No qualifications, but we're not doing that. Let's get to our guest tonight, folks. We are very privileged to have a man that I have the utmost respect for. A man that I met under not very happy circumstances, but nonetheless, I'm very happy that we do know each other. A very good guy, a guy who's out here looking out for Americans, especially for law enforcement. And I appreciate him taking the time to come on with us tonight. John Marsh. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Good to talk to you again.
It is always my pleasure. How's that wonderful wife of yours?
She's doing just great.
She gets prettier every time I see her. You make sure you tell her that for me.
I will.
You know what, John? It's a sad situation in our country where law enforcement is not protected, and where law enforcement has to have their hands tied, and where law enforcement has to worry about illegal aliens. We've got our own number of domestic criminals in this country. But your valiant, precious son was killed by an illegal alien, and what we've been trying to do on this show, we have his picture on our website, and it will be there until Armando Garcia is brought back to this country. But have you had any news from our government? Is our government trying any harder? Are they going to make any efforts? What about George Bush? What about our governor? Is anybody making a push to bring this idiot back, this murderer back from Mexico?
No, unfortunately, Terry. I mean, you've got, of course, people like Steve Cooley and Jan Marisi in the DA's office that are burning the midnight oil and doing everything they can.
We applaud them.
They're great people. And then, you've got these guys out there, the deputies, and you hit on it a little earlier when you jumped on that governor. Mayor. You know, and we do it here. You know, we send these guys out into horrible situations, and then they basically have a fraction of a second to make a decision.
And then they may mess up the decision a little bit, and guess what? We want to come down on them like they had a rewind button, like they could put it in slow motion, like they could go back like they do with a DVD or a VCR and say, what am I going to do now? You can't. You must act instantly.
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. This person is drunk, runs from them, looks like they're pulling a gun or something, and the deputy pulls his gun and fires. Well, you know, that's a tragedy. But, you know, we better start giving the benefit of the doubt to the guy that's out there putting his life on the line trying to save our butts.
I would agree. I would agree. Now tell the people what happened when you asked the president to assist you in this.
Well, we were back in Washington, D.C. for the police officers' memorial. And President Bush was actually did a really good thing. He took the time to talk to just about every individual that was there. And that year there was about 155 police officers that had been killed, which is disgraceful. And Bush mentioned Dave in his speech and quoted Dave. And then afterwards he walked up to us and we talked and he said, we've got to get this guy. And then later on he repeated again, we've got to get this guy. And
that's it.
That's it. And that's the last that we heard of. I've sent emails, I've done all kinds of things to try to make contact, and they just don't even get a return.
That's unbelievable. You know, at least he could tell you a lie and not do it. That's a little better. You know what I mean? That's what a politician does, but to ignore somebody when something like this has happened. And it's happening too frequently. You know, you heard me mention Donnie Young and other police officers, and then Chris Eglin. You don't ever want to forget him. This is just atrocious. It really is.
Well, you know, Terry, the thing that bothers me a lot also is that, you know, you get heroes like Jim Gilchrist down on the border, and those guys put their lives on the line, totally peacefully, watching the border with binoculars, reporting illegal incursions into the United States to the Border Patrol. And then the president, these guys are really trying to keep all of us safe, including police officers. I mean, you never know. Armando Garcia might not have gotten across the border if it would have been getting a stronger process.
Hey, that's a thought.
They named their command center Camp David March. And then our president, to the president of Mexico, called Jim Gilchrist and the Minutemen a bunch of vigilantes. What is that about?
You tell me. You know, here's a guy who's probably never had his butt on the line anywhere. He's guarded by the Secret Service. Before that, he was guarded by the Texas Secret Service, whatever the hell they call him down there. And he's never had his butt on the line anywhere where he had to defend himself or make snap decisions. You know what I mean? And now he's going to make a statement like that. These guys are not vigilantes. What these guys are, if I have to come up with a name, I'm going to say Americans. These are guys that care about the country and are willing to go down there and do something, giving up their time. How many people will even miss the basketball game now to do something? These guys are going down there for 2 and 3 and 4 weeks, camping out with no water and, you know, walking around with limited supplies and smelling bad and everything else because they can't get, you know what I mean? How many people do you know that would do that?
Well,
I don't know many.
Jim Gilchrist and Chris Hancock and all those guys have something that the politicians and in Washington, or at least most of them, don't have, and that is balls.
There used to be a word for it. Years ago, my dad used to use the term moxie.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard that one in years, but that's what these guys have got. You know what I mean? I'm going to join them down there also because I want to be around that kind of people. I want some of it to rub off. I want them to know that we support them as a show. You know what I mean? But our president will not support us. And what angers me the most, John, what angers me the most when I hear these apologies from the president, like Sean Hannity, and these are my words, these aren't yours, but Sean Hannity and others who, just because the president's a Republican, he's okay with them. No, he's not. There are murderers and he's letting get away. Why would we say that is okay just because he happens to be in the same party with us? It doesn't matter. I'm not a Republican. I mean those who are. But it's not fair to give him a pass on this. We cannot give him a pass. We must pressure him. We must let him know. Look, have you even asked lately whether or not they're going to send this guy back? I bet he's never even asked them.
No,
it's a simple phone call.
You know, you hit it on the head a little earlier, Terry, and the simplest way to put it is that the Democrats want slave votes. The Republicans want slave labor.
Well, I think the Republicans like this. The Democrats like the slave labor, too.
Well, they probably do. But, you know, the thing is that they're all doing the same thing. They're sailing around this issue. They won't confront it. They touch it. They
right.
play with it.
That's right.
They don't realize that this issue is an iceberg, and they're going to sink their ships on it.
And guess what? Here's the thing about it. When that ship goes down, guess who else goes down with them? We go down, too.
Yeah.
You know, we're on the same ship. That's what's so, you know, they're going to sink themselves. That's fine. But we're going down fast. And you know what? I always say this. If you're not going to do the job, step aside and let somebody else do it right. And we're not going to ever get that from these clowns and officers. Now, we do have a few. I know Tom Cancredo has been supportive of you.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when we had the remembrance of your son in Irwindale. Tom, look, here's a guy from Colorado. Nothing in it for him to come out here. He flies out here, gets in a rental car, drives out there and gives a speech that day just to be there.
On his own dime.
Yeah, on his own dime. Never asked anybody for anything. And this is the kind of guy he is. There are a few. And that number, let's be honest, that number, John, is growing. We've got a few more now than we had before, but we need more. We need more people in office that are Americans first and Democrats or Republicans second, not the other way around. That's what we need.
Scare the hell out of the ones that won't make a stand. We need to punish these people for their votes.
I totally agree.
To understand their votes. They need to know what these people stand for and how they pander. How many of them just pander to the president of Mexico for crying sakes?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what gets me about it is, and people will take that $50 check and that $100 check when the Republican Party or the Democratic Party sends that envelope out and says, we need your help, and they cry a little bit, and they stick that $50 in there and send it off. And where does it go? It goes to politicians who are fighting against everything we believe. Stop sending your money to political parties. Any party, stop sending your money. If you want to give your money to somebody, give it. Give it to Tom Cancredo. Give it to some up-and-coming guy that's running for office and trying to get his voice out there. He's doing the right thing. We had Throckmorton, and we had a few others who were running against these clowns like Cannon and Kobe. Look at Randy Graff. We've got him and Vasquez up in Idaho. People that are trying to do the right thing. That's where your money should be going. You can still give it to a Republican, but don't give it to the party. Give it to Tom Cancredo. Send it all to him if you want to. But don't give it to the party.
And you don't even give it to an individual until you know what they stand for.
And you know what, John? That's so important, and you shouldn't have to ask how he stands there. You should know it before you meet him. From his words and from his deeds and from what he said in public, you should already know it. And that's the problem with a lot of these politicians, we don't.
But it's our fault.
Yeah, oh, sure it is. We keep supporting them.
And it's our fault because we have forgotten that it's we the people, and we are we the people.
Well, we are going to have to become we the people again. We have stopped being we the people for a while, but guess what? When I see anger out there on this issue, when I see people lining up to run for office now, when I see people pissed at their own parties, I know we're on the right track. This thing has come full circle now, and our issue is right out front. It is popular now to talk about this. When it wasn't popular 5 years ago, it's now popular. It's not only popular, it's in vogue to talk about illegal immigration. But it took a lot of hard work, and the person I know that started that was George Putnam, let's be honest. George is the one who started that. He was the first guy. And you know what? A lot of us fell in behind him and took the cue. And George is still screaming about it at 91 years old. And people have got to understand that you are able to speak out on this issue now, John. You can speak up on it. Nobody's going to call you names. Well, I mean, the opposition will, but they're idiots anyway. We don't care. But we can speak up on this issue without feeling bad now. It's okay.
And then there's people making waves. You know Luca, right?
Okay, absolutely.
And, you know, Luca is going to be at Jerry Lewis's office on the...
That's a good thing.
...before. And he's going to be there raising heck.
Good for him.
That's in red ones.
We've got Luca online. I see his name on the board. I'm sure he's going to announce that tonight.
Oh, good. Yeah. He's a good guy. Like I am, too. I'm a legal alien, and Luca is a legal alien. I mean, Luca went through the problems of citizenship and everything else.
Which is not easy.
And when he talks about illegal, he's coming from the perspective of one that fought the battle for years to become a citizen, and he loves this country, and he's taking on the role of we the people.
I got to go, John Webb. We're coming up on a hard break. I want to thank you for coming on. We bring you on to remind people of your son, to keep his name out there present so people will not forget, which I know they won't. But the main thing is we want Americans to wake up.
Well, let's make a bunch of these politicians lose their jobs.
That's the best way to do it. John Marsh, thanks for coming on with us, buddy. We appreciate it. You take care.
See you, Terry.
All right. John Marsh, folks. And here's one of our people who doesn't get it, a police chief who thinks that we as Americans should not be in the business of getting rid of illegal aliens, our own Chief Bratton right here in Los Angeles.
What is it that you specifically are critical of?
They're here illegally. His job is to uphold the law.
Go talk to your legislature about that, in as much as California has pretty much indicated they don't want the police involved in that issue, we're out of that business.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Oh, we're in a lot to stay in a lot, Terry. We've been up collecting signatures on the California Border Police Initiative, and that's just part of our action. We're out there also supporting Jim Gilchrist. And also, I wanted to make one comment about Richardson and Napolitano. I think that two old and tired cliches could probably cover it. First one is jumping on the immigration issue bandwagon. And the second one, which people have got to be aware of, I think this is probably the epitome of the old cliche, bait and switch.
Oh, they're good at it too, Bob.
Oh, you betcha. And second comment, Terry, I wanted to remind your audience of the very exciting CCIR meeting on Wednesday the 24th, when we're going to have Andy Ramirez, who is going to be kicking off his Friends of the Border Patrol Border Watch on September 16th. He'll explain all about it. And the added attraction, of course, Glenn Spencer, which, of course, is an icon in this area. And he's going to be coming to California and be working with Andy on this project.
That's this coming Wednesday, huh?
That's this coming Wednesday, the 24th. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman at Gilbert, and that's in the city of Garden Grove. Anybody wants any additional details, we have our easy-to-remember toll-free number, which is 877-NO-ILLEGALS. So please, folks, don't miss this opportunity to meet these two guys, talk with them about the game plan, and come prepared to talk about volunteering to help them out at the border, okay?
All right, Barbara, thanks for that update. Everybody, if you can make the meeting, it is this week. Thanks a lot, Barbara.
And I hope you can join us, Jeff.
We'll see.
Very good.
All right.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Ray Haynes, speaking of the California Border Police. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Jerry, I just want to let you know what's going on with the Border Police Initiative.
We appreciate it.
I got a couple things. As Barbara said, we were out collecting signatures yesterday, or day before yesterday, in Ontario, collected 3,000 signatures in a space of 4 hours.
Wow.
The petition's been out 2 weeks. In that 2-week period, we have shipped 45,000 petitions out. We've gotten approximately 15,000 signatures back in, so things are cooking on the thing.
It's good news.
It's moving well. But we need help. We need money. If people get up on CalBorderPolice.com and give us a contribution, that would be extremely helpful. It's real simple. Get up on the website, CalBorderPolice.com. We have a credit card capacity on there. You just click and say, I want to contribute, and we'll get everything else that's done. If they can't contribute, come and get up on the website, again, CalBorderPolice.com, and ask for petitions, volunteer to be a community coordinator. Do whatever they can do to help us along.
Ray, we appreciate you getting in with us and letting us know what's going on. This is an important thing, folks, is a lot of times we say, well, what can we do? What can we do? Here's something you can do. You can get involved. You can circulate petitions. You can send money. Or the optimum thing would be to do both.
To do both.
It's very important. Now, here's a guy, Assemblyman Haynes, who put himself out there and got this thing going. Okay, you wanted something to get your teeth in. Here it is.
Gary, I really appreciate all that you guys have done for it. And
well, anything we can do, we are at your disposal. If you need something, you let us know, and we'll put it out there for you because we believe in this. And I know a lot of things happen that we don't believe in, but we believe in this.
Well, the biggest thing right now is for people to get up on the website as quickly as possible at cowborderpolice.com, sign up to volunteer, sign up and contribute.
Wait,
we need help.
What if people don't have what if they don't have a computer? A lot of our listeners don't. Is there a phone number?
Yeah, they can call 916-444-1502.
One more time.
916-444-1502. That'll put them dry. Just ask for the California Border Police folks. They'll get in touch with someone. They'll get them whatever they need.
Okay.
It's 916-444-1502.
CalBorderPolice.com. Ray Haynes, Assemblyman of the State of California, we thank you for all your efforts you're doing for the state and for the country. Ray, thanks a lot. Stay in touch.
You bet. Thank
all right,
you,
buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, I got a special added treat for you tonight. We don't usually do this, but we're going to do it tonight. And callers, don't go away. I'm going to get to everybody. Don't go away. We got a guy in the studio here. You know me. I don't have a lot of respect for a lot of folks, but here's a guy I've known for a few years, and I have the utmost respect for him. You hear that commercial we play from the L.A. Sheriff's Department Union? And it talks about the police having their hands tied and what a hard job it is for a lot of police to do things. So we've got the guy here who does those commercials. He's the head of the union and a stand-up guy. And believe me when I tell you, folks, he's not a guy you want to walk up and slap either. We got Roy Burns here. Roy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Jerry, it's a pleasure to be here and watch you do God's work in the studio here.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Tell us about this commercial that we're running on the show and what it's about.
You know, Jerry, before I get to that, I got to tell you, I've been fighting crime in L.A. since 1969.
Wow.
And all those bad guys I've chased doesn't compare to the job you do fighting the illegal problem we have right now.
So I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm watching, folks. But go ahead, Roy.
All right. Our problem right now is on a commercial, you probably heard that one of our deputy sheriffs is out there working hard. He was sitting in a house that was known for crime. He watched a bad guy pull away from it, had probable cause, pull the guy over. He chased that bad guy when he ran 50 yards, split from his partner for 50 yards, caught a parolee at large. Man with an extensive criminal record. That bad guy tried to take our deputy's gun from him. The deputy shot him and killed him. He was cleared by the DA's office. He was cleared by the department.
Clean shooting.
Clean shooting. Everything was above board. Everything was legal. The chief of that division, though, gave that deputy sheriff 6 days off the performance of the standards.
I don't understand. I thought you said he was cleared.
He was. He was absolutely cleared. In fact, experts on foot pursuits within the department told that chief that this deputy did nothing wrong. Yet the chief still gave him 6 days off. Cost that deputy sheriff about $2,000 in
jail. Just took it on his own to give him time off work.
He couldn't explain why he did it. So the reason I'm here, Jerry, is to let your listeners know that law enforcement needs your support. And we got people in our own department now, our own department, who are opposing good, aggressive police work out there to take bad guys off the street. We can't protect you, Jerry. We can't help you if chiefs like Mark Cavanaugh are going to step between us and the bad guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Roy, you know me. I've always been pro-police.
You have.
And I believe in the police department. You guys make mistakes sometimes.
We do it
like regular people do. But basically, I want you there when I hit those three digits on the phone. You know, I want to know you're coming, you know. And if we don't support the police, we're going to have a lawless society. That's what this show is about. It's about a lawless society and how we've allowed laws to go unenforced. And if the people in the police departments are not, you heard the clip from Chief Black.
Absolutely.
You know what he said? You know, he said the people of this state have decided we don't want to be in his business. Well, he's wrong. We do. So when the leaders go against the rank and file, because I get the emails from rank and file sheriffs and LAPD, they're telling me all the time they're behind what we do.
Absolutely.
So we should be behind them also, because they're out there where the rubber meets the road. And if the management is going to come down and stop them from doing their job, we got problems.
We got serious problems, Kerry.
And not just the police. Folks got the problems, too, because you protect us.
That's who ultimately pays the price, is a good person out there walking the streets. We can't take the bad guy off, and good people are going to get hurt.
What can the people out here do, Roy? What can we do for you?
You know, you need to call Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and ask to speak to Malcolm Cavanaugh, the chief of that region. And I don't have that number with me, but LA County
Sheriff's Department. We'll find it.
And you let him know that you want to be protected. You want deputy sheriffs being supported. You want these bad guys being chased, caught, and put behind bars.
Marvin Cavanaugh.
That's it.
All right, Roy, I appreciate it. We're going to be, I guess we're going to run a commercial a few more times. I don't know, so that's up to you. But we understand what's happening. It's wrong. And I can't stand it when I hear things. You know, that's a lot of the things we heard about Chief Parks when he was the chief. I had a lot of officers that used to email and call me and say, you know what, this guy's working against us. Well, now we've got another one, and that's a sad situation. You guys are out there putting yourselves on the line, putting your bodies and lives on the line. You know what I mean? For us. So we should speak up for you, and we will. Keep up the hard work. We appreciate it, Jerry. Thank you, Roy. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming in, too. Roy's a good guy, folks, and he came in to give us what's going on with this issue. And it's really, because I was kind of concerned. I didn't quite understand the commercial, and now I do understand it. And he came in and told us, and that's a good thing. So we appreciate it. Okay, folks, let us go to the phone. Let's go to Luca, calling from Apple Valley, California. Luca, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. The time is precious. Straight to the point. As Mr. March was saying, yes, we're going at this time show one more time to our politicians that we are not happy with them, and they're not going to listen to our voice, so we, the people, we're going to fire them. So our Congress
is... That's what we want.
Exactly. Jerry Lewis is the left justice comedian, he's also the congressman. Unfortunately, he's a self-appointed comedian, this congressman. And I just invite you, everybody, every listener, even if you are not in our district, the 41st district, I say please go to www.firejerrylewis.com and find out the man that is basically the statue of a traitor of this country. And I don't need to tell you why. We have all the voting records there. You will speak and the records will show you exactly why. So, this Wednesday, the 24th, at 3 o'clock, sharp, in the afternoon, we're going to stand one more time in front of the office of Jerry Lewis, and not only that, we're going to basically completely inundate him with telephone calls, phone numbers, faxes, and everything we can. And Mr. John March, you forgot to say, is going to be with us.
That's good.
And because there are many reasons. I don't want to tell you what, because the time is short, but just go to firejerrylewis.com, find one of the reasons that you want to, and please call the office, because we are changing the things. We are the high desert middle man, and we don't want to just go on the border. That's where the law, the battle starts.
Mm-hmm.
Our battle continues in front of our politicians.
That's right.
And we want to do a project. The project is called Congressman Watchdog. That means every local district, if we have people like us, then we really want to monitor our congressmen and remind them that what we want in every U.S. district, we can have a local effort, but we can basically make a national war. That's the idea.
All right, Luca, that's this Wednesday, right?
This Wednesday, 3 o'clock, and basically it's going to be in front of Redland office, and people can find all the information.
FireJerryLewis.com.
And if you cannot come, give us a call to the office. They love to listen to your voice. Fantastic. 909-862-6030. 909-862-6030. And Terry, we love you. We want to support you. And we really remind everybody, please help Terry with the money, because this is our voice, the voice of freedom.
All right, Luca. Thanks, buddy. You take care.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Let's go to Lee calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Lee, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I met you at the Barry convention here in Nashville.
Hi, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I just called up. My wife, she's from Russia, and we had to go through the legal channels of getting her here and everything like that. And after she became pregnant, I have no relatives here. She went back to Russia and gave birth to our child there. Now, I was ignorant about immigration at that point.
Oh, boy, was that a mistake?
I wanted to get my own biological daughter back in this country.
Wow.
So when she hears about amnesty for illegal aliens, she loses it.
I bet she does. She knows the hoops she had to jump through and everything.
She loses it completely.
Wow. And you know what, Lee? I don't blame her.
Just the other day, okay, 80% of the American public wants something done about illegal immigration. They want people filling lines, and they want the border secure, okay?
And Lee, they want deportations.
We got two parties here that will do it.
Yep.
Why don't we just get a dictator? We can save ourselves a lot of money because they don't do what we want to do anyway.
That's not a bad idea. That's what we may end up with.
Hey, if I call him, get one guy, he'll do what they want to do anyway.
They do. Lee, I want to thank you for the call. I wish the best to your wife and child, and hope everything works out, and, give her our best.
I will see you again.
All right, buddy. You keep listening.
Thank you for your work.
Appreciate you calling. Take care. All right, let's go to Mike calling from Van Nuys. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, I was out of the paint store the other day. I needed some work, and I'm a white American, and unfortunately, I was told by the workers there that I was interfering with the Hispanic workers, taking away jobs from them, that they were trying to feed their families, and I got threatened and told.
And you don't have a family, Mike?
And so on and so forth.
Mike, you don't have a family? Your family doesn't need to be fed?
Hello?
Do you have a family?
Yes.
Does your family need to be fed?
Absolutely.
Well, what makes their families better than your family?
Well, they said that I was only there for 2 days, and that these guys have been standing out there for months and months trying to get in to work. And because I went up and approached the people personally and trying to get approached them and tell them what I could do, the customers, the guy said I was interfering with his territory there with his workers.
And you were threatened?
I was threatened. He gave me the sign, the gang sign, or whatever it is, and said, I'm going to get you.
See, we need to get ICE down there to that corner. That's what we need to do. We need to get ICE down there to deport these people. You know, we just had a sheriff in here. I'm sorry, Roy had to run. I'd sure like to get his opinion on that one. That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Unbelievable. You're an American. You're looking for work, and this guy's probably illegally in the country, and he's going to tell you that you can't come on that American corner for your American family and get American food to feed them. That's amazing to me.
Unbelievable.
It really is. Mike, I want to thank you for calling in with that story. This just shows how outrageous it's getting to be out here and how now we are second-class citizens in our own country. Unbelievable. Thanks a lot, Mike. I really appreciate that.
Bye.
Take care, buddy. Call us again. All right, let's go to Kevin calling from Austin, Texas. Kevin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, let me read this little blurb to you real quick out of this San Antonio Express News, and it goes along with the line of baiting and switching and jumping on the bandwagon. Neighbors announced border safety plans. In Nogales, Arizona, the governor of this state in Sonora on Friday announced stepped-up plans to combat border-related crime. Arizona will create a detail of officers to help target vehicle theft, a crime often linked to transporting of undocumented immigrants, and to gather intelligence to identify people taking large amounts of cash from the United States to Mexico, Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano said. Bait and switch, my friend.
Unbelievable. Typical.
One more thing, Terry, before I go.
Yes, sir.
People go to Alex Jones' site, prisonplanet.com. On the right-hand side, there's a section called Secret Border Wars. Check it out. See what's going on down here in Texas. Terry, you do a great job, my friend. Thanks, brother.
Kevin, thank you so much for the call. Call me again.
All right, you bet.
All right, let's go to Joan calling from Canoga Park, California. Joan, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. Did you hear something about the Texas rancher who lost his property to the illegal aliens where he was trying to protect him? And
Casey Nevercott. Yeah, I did hear that story.
If what's happening there is that the courts are trying to set precedents where you can have illegals invading somebody's property to the point that you wind up losing your property. It's a declaration of war.
Well, you know, the thing about it was the guy was... They had a hung jury on the charges in criminal court. So I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but I know they took this guy's farm away from him and gave it to the very people who were in the country illegally. How do you come out of country illegally and win a lawsuit? I mean, that's just unbelievable to me.
They had no right to that property, period.
And no right to be here and no right to
absolutely.
The property. You're absolutely right, Joan.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Charles calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir. What's up, Anderson?
What do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
I told you last time. If you want to know about the rundown here in Pulaski County, Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm your old man. When you want a sick stick, who you call? Plumber or somebody that knows plumber?
That's right. Call the plumber.
If you want the lowdown on what's going on here,
well, give us that website.
Okay, www.goc.com/GL7. I wrote those articles in there. If you go to my website, you'll see one of them is called The Mexican Way, Part 1, going on down to 5, I think.
Okay, we'll check it out, Charles.
Well, check this out, Jerry. You know, I just found out something. I found out, I was trying to talk to a Hispanic in the supermarket the other day.
On the website. Right.
And I said, hey, see how late you went? He said, yeah, man, I speak just as good as you do.
You're an American there, buddy.
Well, I found out something. He said he's that's Los Angeles because there's too many relays.
Hey, that's that. You know, I tell people all the time, Charles. I say, you know, you guys around the country that don't have an illegal alien problem, you better help us, because not only may you get some illegals, you get something worse than that. You get Californians, and I know you don't want Californians coming where you are. That's what you're getting now. You're getting the people that couldn't stand here, and you know, you got a lot of illegal aliens who will leave California because there's too many illegal aliens here. It's a mess, Charles. I got to go. We're almost at the end of the show. You take care. All right, buddy. Call me again.
Right.
Take care. All right, let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you say? Not much time.
Okay, look, I'll see you on the 24th. Get that Lucas tape, that One Wake Up America. You know, I got the Star Spangled Banner, the Marine Corps hymn, and now I got Wake Up America, the Minute Man, and Remember the Alamo. And I want to say this, Jerry, to all the guests you had tonight. The signs of the times are clearly upon us. Thrilling days lie ahead as the hand of God is made manifested in the affairs of men. God bless this country. And Sean Hannity, I don't know what he was thinking about. He's much, much out of the road.
Sean Hannity's a Republican.
Let me
tell you something, Jerry. Sean Hannity is a Republican, but before everything in his life, he's a Republican. Nothing else matters to him. This country, I don't know how he treats his family, but I know if it wasn't for the Republican Party, he would have no identity, and that's really sad.
I think you're right. And the thing is, he's on the border, and I'm watching him on the border, and then he finally says, well, you know, we have to do something about the illegal aliens that are here in the country now.
He's never used the term illegal alien in his life. He says illegal immigrants. Which is a pop term to use. You know what I mean?
Immigrants.
There you go. Gotta go, Jerry.
Supervisor Sanford, Hill County, they're working on the system now to get these people out of our jails and back to ICE or down the border or back home where they belong.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for the call, buddy.
God bless.
Take care. Let's go to Sonny Sardo. Sonny, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry Anderson, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
The first thing we have to do is get you to 2 hours. 1 hour is not enough.
Well, we're working on it.
But I have to tell you, as I told you, I'm running against David Dreyer, of course, in the 26th Congressional.
Good.
The conservative Republican. Illegal immigration is the major, major issue right now. We are having a major volunteer effort on September 10th, and I encourage people to call 1-888-55-SARDO for the details. We need volunteers on September 10th for my campaign effort.
Give that number again, son.
1-888-55-SARDO. Time to retire David Dreyer.
That's it. Sonny, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks,
good luck.
Jerry.
Take
God
care. All right. All right. We have Maria de Bogomilias. Buenas noches.
Hey, God bless.
How are you?
You can go to the CCIR meeting because I have to meet you.
Oh, you're going to be here, huh?
I will.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going
to be in Redlands, too, and say hi to Luke, and thank you very much for what he's doing.
Well, I'm going to try to make it, and we'll see if we can be there.
And if you go to the border, I go with you, too.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Maria. Take care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Maria's here. Let's go to Margaret, calling from Apple Valley. Margaret, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, real quick. Margaret Wade here. I'm representing the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. And we have a new chapter in California called the Minuteman Corps of California. I have some phone numbers.
Just give one, Margaret. Give us one number and we got to go.
Okay, this is for new members. This is for all the month of October. Area code 619-407-7073.
All right, Margaret. Got to go. Call earlier next time, okay?
God bless you.
Right, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, we got to go. It's time. The show just goes by so quick. Don't forget our good buddy in Phoenix, Childress Auto Mall. There, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. You need a new car? Go see Rusty Childress. Get a car from him. Stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K and Jeff. And then we have this week with the Swings. Alter states of emergency doing the jobs Bush refuses to do. And it's the economy, stupid. This week with the Swings. Good stuff. Go to our website and read it. I want to thank Les Blinghorn, my producer for taking your calls tonight, and my engineer, Mike Reed, engineer par excellence. I thank you also. I want to remind you folks, we need you up to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Just go to our website. You can get the address there, but we do need your help, and we thank the ones who have helped us. I want to remind you about those three famous websites we talk about every week. Don't forget our website, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deepportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson from the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.